Dr. Gráinne Cleary, author of Why Do Birds Do That. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, they're tawnies, which is what my Irish mother called me when she was cross with me. Tawny? Tawny! Should say.
That's right.
So, tell us why they're here.
So, they are climate change refugees.
Ah, Jesus.
So no, look, this is real people. Northern New South Wales, it's getting too hot for them. They're losing their habitat. So these are Australian birds. They're not just going to roll over and die. They're not going to wait for someone to come in and save them. They're like, no, we'll move. So what they've been doing, and they are very small birds, only about 20 centimetres in size. And what they've been doing is slowly moving into Victoria. So they're looking for new habitat. And what's amazing is they're doing it in a small group. So usually they just hang out with their mates. So there's usually just two of them. But a whole little group of Christopher Columbuses, if you want, out to search for new land to call home. And if they succeed, more birds will follow them. So this is where you get movement. So you're kind of getting small migration hops as they move to find new habitat. Now, what they like from the name is that tall grass. So they, and also to be close to water, and they feed on insects. So insects are quite a common food source. So they're not held in one area because they specialise in one food. They can move about because they're very adaptable in their feeding habitat and probably also in where they can actually live.
Okay, so we've established that it's unique that they're here. Are they likely to be here for a long time? Are we likely to see this as a recurring thing? Will we get more of these particularly rare birds?
This is the interesting thing. So what will depend now on is whether or not they can survive. We've already seen that they are mating, so they are starting to find the correct habitat. And these young that they breed will go on and look for more and more habitat. So as they breed, their young will explore. So they're slowly moving into a new range. So as long as they survive, as long as they, you know, don't get eaten by someone's cat, keep your cat in, people,
yeah,
they have a chance of surviving and starting up home. And as I said, they'll repopulate by younger individuals moving and looking for more habitat.
Right, so they are at the Lilydale Sewage Treatment Plant, Yarra Valley Waters Lilydale Sewage Treatment Plant is where they are. Why is that such a good environment for these birds? You've explained insects, and you've also explained cats. It's essentially a protected environment, isn't it?
Exactly. It's an important refuge for wetland birds anyway. So it is an area we would watch to see, do, you know, certain wetland birds that got blown off course and up over there. And so we're always keeping an eye on it. And it's one of the reasons we're after spotting these birds. The habitat is superb for them because, as you said, it's a protected area and they let the grass grow long. And that's one of the main habitat requirements, is that long grass. So tall grass adjacent to two treatment ponds is just perfect for them. So there's an absolute chance that these species will actually breed in this area and will have them, you know, doing really well.
Now, before I let you go, Gráinne, there is a bird watching platform at this sewage treatment plant, I believe. So if you are a bird spotter, are you saying come on down and have a look at them?
Come on down and have a look at them and celebrate that this is, you know, this is a good thing. You know, we're so used to hearing birds going extinct, local extinction, and, you know, they disappear from areas. But to actually see a species like this actually going out and migrating into new areas and then establishing themselves, it's just brilliant. It's a really good news story because a little bird like this could easily go extinct.
Awesome. Great news. Thank you, Dr. Gráinne Cleary, author of Why Do Birds Do That? Lovely to chat.